Parliament has approved 5,816,350,000 Ghana cedis for the Ministry of Education to implement its programs and pay compensation for the 2014 fiscal year. Presenting the report of the Education Committee for the approval of the estimate for the ministry, the Chairman of the Committee on Education, Matthias Poza, said the 5 billion is out of the more than 6 billion Ghana cedis that the ministry requested for. The shortfall in the allocation, he noted, may affect the effective implementation of some programs under the ministry. In 2014, the Ministry of Education intends to pursue programs such as the construction of 15 senior high schools, provide 19,000 pieces of furniture, and construct 321 toilet facilities in basic schools across the country. A 2014 budget estimates for the Ministries of Health, Transport, Environment, Science and Technology, and Innovation were also approved. For the details, here's a report by parliamentary correspondents Dominic Clodgy and Augustus Akwey.
According to the chairman of the Committee on Education, Matthias Poza, the Ministry of Education will, among other programs, seek to improve management of education service delivery and provide timely and reliable data for policy making, planning, monitoring and evaluation, and provide scholarship packages for over 52,000 girls in junior high schools. The Minister of Education, Professor Nana Jean Opukwajiman, in moving the motion for the approval of the estimate, assured to the House of training more teachers to reduce the number of national service personnel in the classroom and take steps to raise the quality of teaching across the country. The ranking member on the Education Committee, Professor Dominic Phobi, spoke about the need for quality teachers at the basic level and called for more resources for the ministry to enable it to produce quality manpower for the country.
In 2011-12, 32,000 national service personnel were recruited as teachers, called them transient teachers, because just 1 year, at the basic level, very important level, that every educator will tell you, you need a better trained teacher to teach class 1, class 2, and so on, not the secondary school. And yet, this is the type of people we are putting into the basic education level to teach. Why should we not devise a policy that will rather reverse this trend, so that we know that we care about quality teachers at the basic level, and rather we are thinking, projecting for more such teachers to the basic school, and we think we will get the quality. We think we are all right with it. I think we should begin seriously to critically analyze our policies, which are not working well.
The Ministry of Health received approval for 3,353,707,000 Ghana cedis for its services for 2014. Moving the motion for the approval of the estimate, the sector minister, Sherry Aiti, said the allocation will be used to, among other programs, bridge the equity gaps in assessing quality health care, strengthen governance, and improve the efficiency and effectiveness of the health system. The chairman of the health committee, Joseph Ilichere, spoke about government's intervention to wean off some agencies under the Ministry of Health from the consolidated fund.
The committee took notice that the government was exploring the possibility to wean off some agencies from the consolidated fund and make them autonomous in terms of the care. As indicated in the budget, the affected ministers will liaise with the Ministry of Finance to come up with a document on the modality to implement the weaning successfully. The identified agencies will include some institutions under the Ministry of Health, such as the teaching hospitals, food and drug authorities, etc. With regard to the issue of the nursing training institutions charging unapproved fees, the committee urges the House to direct the minister to investigate the matter and sanction non-complying institutions.
The House also approved 89,949,100 Ghana cedis for the Ministry of Transport for its programs for next year. The Transport Minister, Gifu Ativo, who moved the motion for the approval of the estimate, said the ministry will use the funds to implement its planned projects for next year. The Ministry of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation was granted 245,955,000 Ghana cedis to carry out its programs and services for the 2014 fiscal year. The Ministry of Interior received 1,013,225,200 Ghana cedis, while the Ministry of Defense got approval for 687,256,500 Ghana cedis for its services for 2014.
That was a report by our parliamentary correspondents Dominic Clodgy and Augustus Akwey.